Okay, Rabbi Isai, 48 hours from tonight, we're going to be into Yom Kippur already. So how are we doing? Okay. 48 hours from tonight, we're going to be in the middle of Yom Kippur. So I would like to talk about a shaila that's been... once again, with a lot of hashgacha pratis from different different areas of what I'm learning, and I was trying to put it all together. We're going to see how this goes tonight. Here we go. Here's the shaila. I don't know if we ever discussed it here. I don't think so. But a number of months ago, maybe it's even a year already, I got into the issue of what is a poil. We ever discuss it here? What is a poil? Worker. Now, la halacha, a worker, I'm talking about now in the time of the Gemara and the time of Shulchan Aruch. I'm not talking about what has happened in the last century and a half. But when the world, by and large, was an agricultural society, a worker had to leave his home at sunrise. So he had to leave his home to go to work at sunrise. Now, if a person had to leave their home at sunrise to go to work, they could not daven. L'chadchila. You daven b'di'evet. They couldn't daven l'chadchila. L'chadchila davening means davening kivasikin, which means hitting Shemoneh Esrei at sunrise. But if you have to leave your house at sunrise, that means you had to daven beforehand. So any worker had a daven in a situation that was considered b'di'evet. Benching, the Gemara says, he benched b'di'evet. He said the first bracha, then he combined the second and third bracha, skipped the fourth bracha. Preparing for Shabbos, he could not get home 2, 3, 4 hours before Shabbos. He can get home only with enough time to get some water from the well and to fry a small fish. It's a machlekas, a small fish or a big fish. I never told you this. A woman once called me up from the shul and asked me I should write a letter to her boss that she has to leave work at 2 o'clock every Friday afternoon. He said, I can't write such a letter. During the summer in Chicago, she is 8:30. How can I write a letter? You have to leave work at 2 o'clock. I can't write such a letter. You want me to write a letter that when sunset is at 4:20, you should leave at 2 o'clock? Even that really is a stretch. You have to leave at 2 o'clock. Maybe. So you can't daven l'chadchila. You can't bench l'chadchila. You can't prepare for Shabbos l'chadchila. And you can't stand up for a Moshe Feinstein if he walks into the office. Can't stand up for a Moshe Feinstein if he walks into the office. What do you think of that, Halo? Big Talmud Chacham here in the city who happens to learn the Chesha Mishpachah told us that his father-in-law, who was a very big Talmud Chacham, I think it was his father-in-law or his father, both of them, walked into the office of Ezra's Torah, and Rav Henkin Zatzal, the Pesach Ador, was the head of Ezra's Torah, and he walked out and saw in one of the offices that this guest had come and was speaking to one of the employees, the both Talmidei Chachamim, and he said, he's a poel, you can't talk to him. Okay, so I'm not here, this is not a shiur on Hilchos Chiras Poelim, which is fascinating. But I am here to say the following. What does a poil mean? A poil is a worker. You know what a worker means? You sign up to work for me for 8 hours. You know what that means? That means I bought 8 hours of your life. That's the way the Masilta Sharm says. I bought that time from you. I own that time. I own that part of your life. Now, is a poil a slave? Yes or no? Why not? What's it between him and his life? Who? He gets paid. What if you pay a slave? Oh, who said that? He can quit. Poel yochel achzavoy b'chatzei yoyim. A poel can quit in the middle of the day. Poel can quit in the middle of the day. That's the difference between a poel and an eved. If somebody is hired and can't quit, he's considered an eved. It's also for a person to be an eved. Not allowed to be an eved. Avodah heimel, avodah avodah. You can't be an eved. You cannot be an eved to another human being, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Signing a contract for how long? A year is okay. More than 3 years is a problem, halacha, if you can't quit. can't quit. Problems. You can sign a contract which will ensure that the boss can't fire you, but you have to be able to quit. You want to hear a controversial halacha? Controversial? It's very controversial. In 1948, when the state began, there was a very big controversy. You know the controversy in 48? It was a very big controversy. It wasn't actually 48, but a little afterwards, called Gius Bonos. You know what that means, Gius Bonos? Gius Bonos means drafting women into the army. It was a big, big tumult. The Chazanish, Tzatzal, held that if a woman, if they enact the law, then he told his sister, who was the wife of the stipler, if they enact the law, you have to move out of the country. It's Yarg Balyav. It's Yarg Balyav. I'm not here to discuss the politics right now. I'm here to discuss the halacha. So the Chazanish said, afterwards they came to him and said, okay, Gius Bonos, you're against. What about Sheirut Leumi? Girls go home and sleep in their own home, their father's home. What do you hold about Sheirut Leumi? So the Chazanish holds Sheirut Leumi is Asur also. Why is it Asur Sheirut Leumi? He said, any woman who works for a man and can't quit is Gilui Arayos. You can absorb the psak, think about it for a while, but to be in a situation where you can't quit means you're under the total control of another human being. That's a dangerous situation for a man and a woman. Dangerous. That's the Chazon Ish. I'm just bringing out the point now, Nahal. A poil. Okay, now, there's something else called an Eved. What's an Eved? An Eved is a person who can't quit. 24-7 has to work for... I'm not talking about cruelty now. 24-7, he's obligated to the Baal, to his Adon, to his master, to his Melech. To his Melech. Melech. So an Eved is different than a Poyel, because a Poyel can quit. An Eved can't. Now when throughout the years, there's been many people in the shul, after being in the shul for a number of years, many people in the shul's sons got a little older, went to work. Some of them became lawyers. And they worked for 70, 80, 90, 100 hours a week. You'd get home at 1 o'clock in the morning, order kosher food in New York at 11 o'clock at night to be delivered to the office. It was crazy. I told the guy, you're an Eved. The only difference is that you're being paid. That was a joke. I didn't mean that. I just said, what kind of life is that? And the only reason he's not an Eved is because he can quit. He may not want to quit because he's making $200,000-$400,000 a year. That's the only reason they're staying there, those crazy hours. But they can quit. Okay, Eved, Poyo. I came across this because there's a halacha. We're dealing in the Choshen Mishpat Kollel with a halacha called apitropos. Apitropos is a Roman word, which Chazal included into the Gemara. And the word apitropos is really a person who is a... Anybody want to tell me the English word for apitropos?
In charge of somebody.
In charge of somebody, right? It's usually called in English. Guardian. So the halacha is that an apitropos says the ksois, an unbelievable halacha. The Gemara says an apitropos, it's a tosefta and a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, an apitropos can't quit. Can't quit. Chazanish says, why can't he quit? The ksois asks, why can't he quit? And the ksois answers, he says, since he's doing a mitzvah, he's considered an Eved Hashem. And an Eved can't quit. Oh! So now we're into Lomdus. I'll stop for a minute, otherwise we're going to get into a whole shiur. I'm going to figure what I wanted to say. But the Maisa, they ask him the Ksais. And what's different from a Rebbe? A Rebbe is doing a mitzvah. Can a Rebbe quit? How about a Rav? Can a Rav quit? The halacha is a Rav can leave his job, but according to the Ksais, it's hard to understand why. But the Ksais says that when a person does something, which is a mitzvah, he's an Eved Hashem, he can't quit. It's unbelievable. Can't quit. Okay, so I was dealing with these issues. Eved, Poyel, Eved, can't quit. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Can a Kohen quit being a Kohen? Would you say? No. You sure? Okay. Levi can quit being a Levi? Can a Jew quit being a Jew? He converts in front of the Pope. Is he still a Jew? still a Jew. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. A Levi, a Levi, a Levi. Kohen, Kohen, Kohen. Okay, what's the halacha? A Kohen Gadol has to get married. His wife died. He's 75 years old. His wife dies. He wants to get remarried. What's the halacha? Can't marry someone who's married before. And what else is the halacha? He has to marry who? A 12-year-old girl. He doesn't have to get married. But he's not married. He can't do the Avodah in Yom Kippur. Hey, this is a fascinating shaila. I'm not here to discuss the shaila. I want to ask you something. A Kohen Gadol says, you know what? I want to retire. I don't want to be a Kohen Gadol anymore. I want to get married. There's an almana lives down the street. I want to get married. I don't want to marry a 12-year-old woman. I want to marry this 65, 70-year-old woman. And I want to retire from the Kohuna Gedola. A melech says, you know, it's too much. It's like being a rav of 7,000 shuls. I can't take it. I want to retire. Can a melech retire? He was appointed. He wasn't born a melech. A kohen is born a kohen. A levi is born a levi. A Jew is born a Jew. Fascinating, Shaila. We tumbled about this last week in the Chosha Mishra Kohel. We didn't really have a clear answer. Didn't have a clear answer. Unbelievable. So now I want to tell you something. Avinu Malkeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what is a Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's our relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What is he? He's our father and our king. Anything else? He's our father, he's our king. What else is he? Who?
Shepherd.
You're getting fancy with me. Okay, he's a shepherd. Okay. What else?
He's our
what?
Our God.
He's our God. What does it mean, our God? What does it mean, our God? He's our God. You're right. He is our God. What does that mean? He's Avinu Malkeinu. He's our what?
Creator,
yeah. He's our husband. You know that? He's our husband. You know who else he is? He's our friend. And he's the Doidi V'Doidili, right? He's our friend. Multifaceted, right? Multifaceted. So, do you know that there's a religion in the world called Christianity, right? You know that? You know, Christianity says that they are the new Hebrews, the new Israelites. You know, that's what they call themselves. Do you know why? Have any idea why? They have two tainas as to why they became the new Jews, the new Hebrews. And both tainas are Gevaldike tainas. Gevaldike tainas. One taina is, they claim that Hashem is a king. You know what the rule is? A king owns everyone. Everybody's his slaves. And I'm talking about the days when the king owned everything. King owned everything, right? Couldn't do anything without the king. So, what happens if a person does an avdeira, rebels against the king? Finished. It's over. The halacha is, Melech Shemachal al Kvaidai, it's a Gemara. Ain't Kvaidai, what'd you say? Ain't Kvaidai Machal. Melech can't be Machal in his covet. So the Goyim said, since the Jews sinned, and now what do they want to claim? They did tshuva. There's no tshuva to a king. You can't do tshuva to a king. King can't be Michael. Melech Shemachal Kvaidai, ain't Kvaidai Machal. And you know what? They're right. So how do we do tshuva? Who? As a father. Oh, as a father. So why don't the Goyim understand that? What?
They're not children.
What do you mean?
Their relationship with Hashem is like a king.
The relationship towards Hashem is like a king.
And ours is like a father.
And ours is like a father? We don't say Avinu Malkeinu? We are both. So let's say it again. Their relationship to Hashem is like a what? Like a king? Only. Only. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Man is beloved to God because he's created in the image of God. Every single human being, 7 billion, all Tzelem Elohim. Created in the image of God. Created in the image of God. Tzelem Elohim. Tzelem Elohim. Tzelem Elohim. Wow. Everybody is created in the image of God. Tzelem Elohim. few weeks ago, I spoke in Shul when that tragedy took place, when somebody filmed and videoed Chmona Litzlan killing other human beings. Just happened a few weeks ago, right? You know what I'm talking about? Who? There was a woman with her cameraman, and then somebody came along and killed them both and videoed. Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about? Baruch Hashem, you people must learn Torah all day. You don't know what's going on in the world. So I spoke in Shul about the fact that how bad HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have felt that they sent a video around the world about destroying Yitzhak Elokim. The halacha is that when a person is Chayav Misa and he's killed by Beis Din, you hang him right before sunset and you take down the body immediately after sunset. You hang him for a minute. And the halacha is of not to be menavel the mace applies to non-Jews also, according to most Rishayim. Tzelem Elokim. But at Tzelem Elokim, he's our melech. Melech! Whoa, no tshuva. It's a big tumult whether Graham can do tshuva. Why can we do tshuva? So the Goyim said, we can't do tshuva, you can't do tshuva. And therefore, since you sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he threw you out of Eretz Yisrael, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, you must have sinned, you're out of here. I'm not here, this is not a shiur in Christianity, I'm just telling you, we've got to keep it simple here. So now, they have a great taina. The only thing is, it's not Malkeinu, it's Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu means a father and a son. Of Shemochel al Kvoidai, Kvoidai Mochel. They're both Gemaras. So what the Goyim don't realize is that Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem, Chavivim Yisrael, Shenikra, what did you say? Banim Amakam. We're children. He's our father. Our father, he can be Michael. This is what I'm just studying right now. It's from the Bnei Yisoscher. How did I find this out? Because this Shabbos, we only have 1 minyan in Shul. This past Shabbos. It's called Shabbos Halachtos. All the minyanim daven together. So therefore, I didn't have to do anything before the main minyan. Like this, I have to speak at 1 minyan, daven at a 2nd minyan, then go to a 3rd minyan. I was off. And the president gives a shiur every Shabbos morning. So I went to hear a shiur. So the president said over this, Nafkamina Lalocha. Avinu, there's tshuva. Malkeinu, there's no tshuva. I said, where'd you get it from? He came to my house in the middle of the Suda. He told me, he looked it up where he got it from. He quoted another sefer. I had the sefer. He didn't have the sefer. I looked it up in the sefer. Bnei Yisoscher, quoted by the Minchas Yitzchak. Diane White says, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nafkamina Lalocha. If you're a non-Jew, there's no tshuva. So therefore they said, the Jews are out of here. Right. Except for the fact that if you're a Jew, there is tshuva. Because it's Avinu and Malkeinu. It's not only Malkeinu. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now what about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our spouse? People can get divorced. Do you know who said that? You know who claimed that? The Christians. Next thing they claimed was, Hashem divorced us. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. You know what the Kodesh Kodashim is called, I think, 9 times in Kinnis? Anybody know what it's called? Kodesh Kodashim, what it's called in Kinnis? $10. Tell me what it's called. $20? Who? Yichud room. It's not bad. It's really called the room of couches and the room of beds. That is the place where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our spouse. Unbelievable concept. Okay, well, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just telling you the words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it. He destroyed his house. He destroyed our house. He destroyed the relationship. Did he? Did he destroy the relationship? What? So is the relationship over?
No.
Are we divorced?
No.
What are we? Oh, we're separated. That's true. That's exactly what it is. And that's what it says in Kinnis. There is no get. He never wrote a get. Is he still taking care of us? You have a riot to that?
Hester
upon him. So what does that mean? Are you two in competition tonight? I'm just asking you. What? Hashem says that when you go to Golos, I go with you. Right? Ki hasta asta panai, that which was the worst nevuah that Klal Yisrael ever got, but you want to say it's hasta asta, but it's still there. Separated, but that means we're still going to get back together again. The grave said, no, we're divorced. And they're right. It looks that way. Superficially, for sure, it looks that way. So Hashem said, no, I don't divorce you. He could have divorced us. But he made a promise he's not going to divorce us, despite the fact that our behavior warranted separation. Separation. Are we sad that we're separated from Hashem? But do we see you get on a plane, we go to the Kaisel? Ganz geschmack, my grandfather couldn't go to the Kaisel. Out of my grandparents, only one of them went. Only one grandfather went one time in his life when he was 87 years old. We got on a plane, we go to the Kaisel. We can go to Eretz Yisrael, we go to Yerushalayim for a Shalom Zachar and fly back. Are we living in the best of times? Is it Golos if you're living in Eretz Yisrael? Of course a person's in Golos in Eretz Yisrael. Out of a situation living in Chicago versus living in Yerushalayim, Fashetzach is a man living in Yerushalayim, even now when it's still considered Golos. To live in Yerushalayim is a Zichra Maila. Living in Eretz Yisrael is a Zichra Maila. But they're in Golos. We're all in Golos. But no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Nevuah. There's no Urim V'Tumim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not talking to us. We're all in Golos. We're in Golos. We're in Golos. It's amazing. We're in Golos. Achmar al-Aslan. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said no divorce. The Goyim said yes divorce. Kadosh Baruch Hu said no divorce. Goyim said no tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu said yes tshuva. So we're an Av. And we're Avinu. And we're Malkeinu. And we also have a relationship such as a spouse. Now, I don't know. I have a question to ask you. I don't know. Can a Kadosh Baruch Hu, can we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? I'm not your poel anymore. Let's think for a second. If we are a poel, you know what that means? Kadosh Baruch Hu owns our hours. What does that mean?
We can't waste any time.
Oh, we can't waste any time. I asked a lawyer, a Shiloh, $1,200 an hour lawyer. I asked just the two lawyers. You know there are lawyers that get $1,200 an hour? If you hire a lawyer for $1,200 an hour and say he's going to meet you in the office at 10 o'clock and he gets there at 10 o'clock, he's going to stay for an hour till 11 o'clock. $1,200 an hour. How much is that, a minute? Isn't it $20 a minute? Am I right?
$20
a minute. $20 a minute. Can you take a phone call? Huh?
Can you take a drink?
Can you take a drink? Can you take a phone call?
No.
Some machlokes. Some lawyers say he can take a phone call, then he has to stay longer or reduce the fee. Some lawyers hold, some people hold, maybe he can't even take a phone call. I bought an hour of his time. It's not a joke. I'm paying $1,200. I bought an hour of his time. Serious business. Serious business. We're a poil. How do we know we're a poil? Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the end of Perek Beis, a poil the matzelim. Reb Tarfon says in two Mishnayos, we are poilim for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. A poil. What kind of poil are we? We're a 24/7 poil. But a poil's a lot of quit. Are we a lot of quit? I'm not sure. I don't know if we can quit.
We can't quit being a Jew.
That's right, we can't quit being a Jew. Can we quit being a poil? Can't. I'm not sure if you're right.
But we
right. My gut tells me you're right, but I don't know. Maybe we can't quit because we're an Eved, and Eved can't quit. Maybe we can't quit because we're a son, and the son can't quit. I don't want to be insensitive to anybody in this room. I don't know everybody's private life stories. Can a child tell their parents, I'm out of here, I'm not your child anymore? No. Can a parent tell a child, I'm not your parent anymore? No. No such thing. You're the parent, you're the son. What will the son not have a relationship? Can an adopted parent tell an adopted child, you're not my son anymore? That's already not so geschmack. Not so geschmack. Not so geschmack. Can a citizen in a country say, I'm no longer a citizen of the country, denounce his citizenship? You know, in the state of Israel, I mentioned this, I think, yesterday, the law of return says that if somebody converted to Christianity, they cannot come back to Israel under the law of return because they converted. Even though Yisrael, 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 but they're not going to take them back to the law of return if they converted. They can come back, they can become a citizen, but not through the law of return. That only applies to Jews. So a Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew, you're right. A son is a son is a son is a son, and a daughter is a daughter is a daughter is a daughter, a parent a parent a parent a parent. But what about a poil? I don't know. They can quit.
That they can quit.
Right. So can you quit if you're a poil? But the Ksais says the apotropos can't quit. So is a poil for Hashem, like an Eved Hashem, and therefore you can't quit? I don't know. And I don't even know what the ramifications would be if he could quit. But I want to bring out the point in the following way. Yes, go ahead. What's that? That's right. Maybe with God you can, or maybe you can't. I'm not sure. I don't know.
But who cares?
But I told you I don't know enough Gemini yet. Who cares whether you're an Eved or a son? There's enough Gemini ready about Tshuva, right? Maybe there's enough Gemini, which I don't know about yet. I don't know. Now I want to ask you something else. What time is it? Nobody knows. 8:33. I want to ask you something else. This is where I'm really trying to get to. This is scary. What's the halacha? What's the halacha about a friend? I'm not talking about second graders. I'm not your friend anymore. What's all about a friend? Can a person stop being a friend?
Yeah. Why not?
What does a friend mean? I am your friend. What does it mean? Any halachic issues call him a friend? Any halachic issues because I'm a neighbor? Yes, absolutely. Shulchan Aruch speaks about neighbors. Neighbors have achrayus to their neighbors. Halacha is that if a person is sitting Shiva for the first 3 days, they're not allowed to leave their house for anything. For the next 4 days, if they have nothing to eat, they can leave their house to go make some money so they'll have what to eat. But the Shulchan Aruch says, what type of neighbors would allow a person during Shiva to leave their house to go to work? Neighbors are responsible for each other. Now, what makes a person a neighbor? Because they live there. What makes a person a friend? I'm not sure. But I do know it says, Anila doidi v'doidi li. Usruas melech boi is a pasuk that we quoted during one of the temp sukkah we say during Malchus. Usruas melech boi means Hashem is our friend. Is he still our friend, Hashem? What do you think? What do you think? He let the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed. There's no room between him. There's no nevuah. Is he still our friend? What?
Yeah.
Yes. You have a raya? We dive into him. That's true. Maybe we dive into him because he's our father. Maybe we dive into him because he's our king. What?
We're breathing.
We're breathing. How's that a right that we're friends? Maybe he's obligated to let us breathe because he's our father. How do you know we're friends?
What are
human relationships mirror relationships between us and Hashem? That's exactly my problem here. If human relationships do that, a poil means he can quit. Human relationships do that means friends can stop being friends. Human relationships even mean that spouses can get divorced.
But the thing is, if people care about people, even if one betrays them, they'll still have that feeling. So Hashem,
I didn't ask whether Hashem has any feelings towards us. I didn't say that. He's our father. He's our king. He's our spouse who never divorced us. I asked if he's our friend. He's our friend. What do you think? I think the answer is he's our friend. I think the relationship is strained. And I think he might be more friendly with people who do his rutzen than people who don't do his rutzen. How does that sound? What do you think of that? Different levels of friends. Sounds right. She can come back. Okay? I think so also. I think so also. I think so also. Okay? Now let's take everything we just said, put it over here, and now let's go to this side. There's a very famous kasha. You all know the kasha. I'm sure everybody here has heard the kasha once in their lifetime. And I would like to answer the question. I'm not going to say any chiddush. I'm just going to tell you I understand the question and the answer with much more clarity this year than I ever understood it in my life. Rabbi Sol Salanta asked a question. What's his question? His famous question. What's Rabbi Sol Salanta's famous question? Anybody know? Come on, you all know the famous question of Rabbi Sol Salanta. Why does Rosh Hashanah come before Yom Kippur? Right? What's the question? And when I heard this question the first time, I said, what kind of question is that? I don't know what the person was talking about, but I memorized the words. And the question is, that why should Rosh Hashanah come before Yom Kippur? Because Rosh Hashanah is the din, and Yom Kippur we're forgiven, so let's be forgiven before the din. So therefore, let Yom Kippur come before Rosh Hashanah. Right? Everybody knows that kasha? Rosh Hashanah is the famous kasha. What's the answer? What?
My sin in that week.
And Luisa Teretz over here. Okay, what else? You got, what's the other answer? What's Rosh Hashanah's answer? Oh? Okay, and that sounds very good. Very good. You look like you understand what that means. When I was your age, I did not understand what that means. When I was 20 years older than you are presently, I didn't say, what does it mean? We crown Hashem king, then what does that mean? What was it? What are we doing Rosh Hashanah, which gives us the ability to go to Yom Kippur? What are we doing? What? Remind ourselves what? Okay. I would say that's number two. What's number one? Oh. The first thing we got to do is go through Rosh Hashanah and say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Malchus, 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 till the point where we're what? Either we get bored and we leave shul because you don't know what's going on. Or sometimes, maybe you have to be here for a long time in this world, sometimes you get like an epiphany. Wow. Hashem is the Melech, and I want to do his Ratzon. Half a second. Hashem is the Melech, and I want to do his Ratzon. Hashem's the King, and I want to do his Ratzon. What an unbelievable thing. Hashem is the King, and I want to do his Ratzon. Now, you know what it means, Hashem is the King? What does it mean when I say Hashem is the King? What am I really saying? He's the King and I am? I am not. Okay, that's one thing. That's true. That's good. He's the King and I am not. What else? What? That's right. He's the Melech, I'm the Eved. He's the Melech, I'm the Eved. That's amazing. We have a vod downstairs on Thursday night. We meet 5 to 10 to 10:25 every Thursday night, and we take Kabbalahs upon ourselves. One of the Kabbalahs we took for the last month is that we should say once a day during Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem, you are the King. I am the Eved. I want to do your Ratzon. What an impact it had. You're the King. And you're the King. You're the King. You're the King. You're the King. You're the King, and I'm the Eved. Rosh Hashanah says, if a person says, you're the King, whoa, you are the Melech of all the cosmos. All the planets, the entire world, the Kremlin and the White House and everything else in between, but not over me. I want to eat sushi, I'll eat sushi. I want to sleep late, I'll sleep late. You know, not me, you know what I mean? It sounds good, you're the King, you're the King, you're the King, you're the King, but I can do what I want. So you're the King, and I am the Eved. So on Rosh Hashanah, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the King. You're the King, you're the King, you're the King. And I am your Eved. And you know what you start saying after Rosh Hashanah? You don't say this in Rosh Hashanah. You know what you say after Rosh Hashanah? You're the King, I'm the Eved. I feel bad that I sinned. If you can really say that you're the King, and you can really say that you are my Father, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, and maybe even think about the fact that Avinu Malkeinu means you're my father, you're my king, and you're my spouse, and you're my friend, and you're my boss, and I sinned. And then one more sentence, and I feel bad. And then one more sentence, I will try not to do it again. And you know what happened now? You went from Rosh Hashanah, which is Malchus, to Yom Kippur, which is, what's Yom Kippur? The day of what? Who? Day of Tshuva. Yom Kippur is the Yom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. I will forgive you. That's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do with Tshuva. There's no Tshuva Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention anything about Tshuva. We don't mention anything about Katoim. Rosh Hashanah is a day to recreate and recognize and reinvigorate our relationship. Who are we? You are my father. You are my king. You are my spouse. You are my friend. If you have enough guts, I've said this a few times, if you have enough guts, you might be able to say, and I love you. You know, we say that, you know. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You have to. What does you have to mean? What does it mean you have to? You shall love Hashem. I'm going to say 9 days in a row of Hallel. What do we say in Hallel? A hafti. Oh, it's very hard. Hashem doesn't send us cards on our birthday. He doesn't buy us cakes. Well, does he or doesn't he? Oh, wow. Wow. As I told you, I think last year, ask Hashem for a parking spot in Manhattan. And when you get one, the joke is you say, God, I don't need you. That's a joke, right? The truth is, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Traffic on your way to the airport. Hashem, help me get me through security. That's Hashem. What a different life. And everything that goes, you say, Hashem. And then if something doesn't go, you say, whoa, Hashem, okay. Something happened here. It's Hashem. Hashem. I would like to humbly suggest our avodah is write Hashem a card and tell him I love you. Tell him thank you. Tell him I'm sorry that many of your children aren't visiting you. Then you can tell Hashem, I'm also sorry about what I did. I'm also sorry about what I did. Can I tell you one more Kabbalah? We made a Kabbalah this past Thursday night. Kabbalah is, we have big fights. After the Vod, we say we're going to make Kabbalah. So, well, you know, some guys are really, you know, the big tzaddikim. I say, I can't deal with you guys. You're big tzaddikim. 5 minutes a day we do tshuva. I said, there's no way I'm doing tshuva 5 minutes a day. Forget about it. 1 minute. So for 1 minute, you're supposed to say like this. Hashem, you know, I said a lot of brachas this year, and I said a lot of... I said your name a lot of times. I didn't really have good kavanah. I'm sorry. I'll try to do it better. You know what that is? That's tshuva. I admit I did something wrong. That's called vidui. I'm sorry. That's charata. I'll try to do it better. It's kabbalah lesson. Okay, you got to work on it to mean it. So I have to come here on Sunday night. Less than 48 hours before Yom Kippur, because I have a very, very tough taskmaster over here. That, you know, I try to beg my way out, she doesn't let me. And I said, Mele, you think you force me to think, and thinking resulted in thinking about myself. How's my relationship with Hashem? You understand that they say, like, the Chavetz Chaim had a yad in Shemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu let him have a day. Ritzoin Yirei of Yasser, right? Is that a pasuk? We say that pasuk? Where do we say that pasuk? Ashrei. Ritzoin Yirei, what does it mean? The Ritzoin of those who fear him, Yasser. He does. Ritzoin Yirei of Yasser. It's pull. That's pull. It's pull. It is pull. What do you get pull? Depends how much money you have. Depends how big your house is. Depends on your voting block. How do you have pull? It depends on your relationship with Hashem. Are you friends? Are you friends? Are you friends? Sorry to ask again. Thank you. I would like to humbly suggest that in the next, whatever it is, 45 hours, you try to think for a minute in 45 hours, 1 minute. You want to be big, 2 minutes. How's my friendship doing with Hashem? How's my relationship doing with Hashem? Am I doing His will? Am I doing His ratzon? Now, if you say that, part of that relationship is, you know, Hashem, we're friends, but I haven't been so good in our friendship, you know. I haven't been sending you enough texts, emails. You know the first email? The most technologically advanced email? It goes like this. Baruch atah Hashem. He's a million, billion, trillion miles away, or he's mamash an inch from your mouth. And you send him a message. Nothing ever gets erased. Nothing ever gets lost. Big files in Shemayim. It's not only to say to Hashem what I need, Rifainu and Baruch Aleinu. It's not only that. Elokeinu Elokei Aseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibo, Hadmeira. Zachreinu L'chaim, Elochavetz B'chaim, Chazvenu Zev B'chaim, Manu Elokim Chaim. There's so many things to say to Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, I want to do your ratzon, I'm a kabbal you as a melech. A man is in a bunker. He's in a bunker. Older I get, the more incomprehensible to me all those events are. A man's in a bunker. He comes into a bunker with a small Gemara, a small battery-powered flashlight with extra batteries. And in this bunker where there are so many people squashed together with so little comforts, he's learning full-time. Blot after blot after blot after blot of Gemara. Somebody walks over to him and says, can you please explain to me how you're doing this? He says, I'll tell you. Before I got into the bunker, my best friend came to me and told me, please learn for my family. We're in such danger. Please learn for my family. We're in such danger. That's what I'm doing. So the man says, who's your friend? Who's your friend that you're doing this for? Who is he? And he said, you know what I'm going to say? He said, God. He's my friend. I remember when I first saw this, Mike, I said, there was a rub. I said, that is crazy. Hashem's my friend. I'm crazy. He's right. Hashem's our friend. He's our best friend. The strongest love in the world is usually symbolized between a mother to a child. Mother to a child. The strongest love in the world, a mother to a child. Stronger than any other love. A friend of mine. His father was dying. He went into his father's room and he said to his father, "No, how could this be?" He said to his son, "Who loves you more than anything else in the world?" He says, "Mommy. Hashem loves you more." Hashem loves you more. I would like to humbly suggest that Benos Tzion affords people the opportunity to find out about their relationship to Hashem, among all the other things that it affords. because the most important thing for a Jew to do, it's really the most important thing for any human being to do, is work on their relationship with God. You want to know which relationship? Spouse, child, Eved, Poel, Yedid. Work in anyone you want. Just work. Just work. So I'd like to wish everybody a Gemach Sima Tova. I'd like to thank everybody for coming, trying to shtayd together. There's really a lot to do. It's a lot to do. But we can do it. One little step at a time. A little step at a time. A little step at a time. I did not tell you yet. There's a woman in Shul who I met with her on Shabbos, but I have to meet with her a little bit more. She's a Talmida of Sora Schneer. I'd like her to come speak to Benosio. She speaks English. She speaks Yiddish. She speaks Yiddish. She speaks a few other languages, but she speaks English. But I want to hear clearly. You know, there's not too many Talmidos left of Sora Schneer in the world. She's a woman. She walks the Shul every Shabbos, so we'll try to see if we can work that out to find out what it must have been like to meet a woman who was had such an unbelievable relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She changed the world. She changed the entire world. Changed the entire world. More than anybody else, probably in the 20th century, she changed the world. The Jewish world, the firm world, the world. The world. Okay, so a Gemach Sima Tova, a good Kevein Shor. We should all be Zeicha to talk to Hashem. Sincerely. Then we should be able to see the love in Hashem's answers to us. We should be able to see the love in Hashem's answers. It's also a challenge. The love in Hashem's answers. And everybody in this room should be Zeicha to have a year full of incredible simcha, incredible hatzlacha. You're too young to appreciate this, maybe. An incredible gezunt. Okay, don't take anything for granted, Rabbi Say. And we should all be zeichet to continue under your direction of being able to go mechayel l'chayel and continue to shteig as a group and to be able to help each other as we're doing it. Hatzlacha Rabbah, wonderful to see everybody. And once again, a Gemach Sima Tova, good adventure.